مجد ذات شين that we learn the halakha about tefillah. Tefillah. Tefillah really, but the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam refer to the word tefillah is the Shmoneh Esrei. All the other parts in the tefillah are just preparation for the Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, you say that the word tefillah is not the translation of the word tefillah as means praying. The word tefillah really refers to tefillat lachash, Shmoneh Esrei. One of the halakhot, especially in the morning and the evening, it's been hard, we don't have it. The halakha is that you cannot, that tefillah is mainly in the morning. Sami in the evening as well. The halakha is that before Shmoneh Esrei you must talk about redemption. It's called Geula. And the Gemara says this is where we start to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and after Shema Yisrael we say the paragraph. It talks about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and not going out of Mitzrayim. It says Rat Avotenu, you have to our forefathers, we came out of Mitzrayim. After we can talk about this redemption, this Exodus that came out of Mitzrayim, then we come into Shmoneh Esrei, into Lachash. This is not just a regular order, the way the Siddur was put together. But Halacha, the Gemara says, is you must do such a thing. It means, yes, Halacha, if you come to Beit HaKnesset, late for Shacharit, you may not start with Shmoneh Esrei. Even though the congregation are up to Shmoneh Esrei, and it's good to say Shmoneh Esrei together with the congregation, but prior to Shmoneh Esrei, prior to Lachash, you must say a few paragraphs that talks about redemption. That was called Geula. And this is a condition, mainly on Shacharit. Also, it applies to Arvit as well, but mainly on Shacharit, that the Gemara is called the Smuch Geula L'Tfila. That's right before Shmoneh Esrei we talk about redemption. It is so crucial, if you may say, that the halacha is that before Shmoneh Esrei says Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Israel Hashem Shvatai Tifach Vegit Tivatecha. It says those parts the Gemara says are very important to be said together. You're not allowed to say anything, even Kedusha or Baruch Hu, Amen Yishmer Abba, between Gaal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. It means when you're ready to say Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be ready after you speak about redemption. And after speaking about redemption, you should not pause and you should not say anything from your mouth. The importance of that is not only by saying it, the Gemara says, that might give you a long life. Since the Gemara, whoever does it, will never get harmed, will never have any accident or any tragedy during the day, if on Shacharit he did say that. The Gemara brings some of the Chachamim, this one of them said, I did, and I, something happened. Contagious, you see?
Yeah.
The one of Chachamim said, well, I did all those laws that I said, everything, and still I got hurt. And Chachamim said, well, the best thing is to do it early in the morning by sunrise. This is a powerful thing, and that's the halakha. You may pray by yourself at home. And this is equal like you go to Beit HaKnesset to pray. If you pray at home very early in the morning, and you start Shmoneh Esrei, you start Lachash on sunrise. Sunrise, to pray at on sunrise is so important. The tefillah has the same powerful as you go to Beit HaKnesset. Let's say you are away and there's no Beit HaKnesset. Let's say you have to go someplace and you can't make up the minyan. The solution is, of course, you may pray in your heart anytime you wish. But if you want to pay something comparable to what people do in the Knesset, in the synagogue, you should know that it is when you pray and you can say Lachat and sunrise. What it means is like this. For example, today, sunrise is about 6:20 maybe. 6:25, I'm not sure. Huh? 6:24. 6:24. Again, at 6:24, promptly, you have to start Shmoneh Esrei. It means you have to say all the paragraphs before 6:24, and on 6:24 exactly, you have to start Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if you do this at home, it is as powerful as you go to Beit HaKnesset. Not to go to Beit HaKnesset. As long as you say it on sunrise. That's how important it is, the Gemara says. Again, it's not the tefillah by itself to pray on sunrise. It is to talk about the redemption and then immediately to pray Shmoneh Esrei on sunrise. The Gemara said it's a guarantee. Nothing will happen to you that day. It's a guarantee. כל הסומך גאולה לתפילה מובטח לו שלא נזרוק באותו היום. Gemara promises. But the question is, what is this power exactly that nothing will happen to you? Because the Gemara thinks that even if you don't do it on sunrise, also it's a very good thing, and you can get us credit for that. But especially on sunrise, this is the Gemara that is for sure it's a guarantee that you do it. Of course, it's really sweet, it's early in the morning, and everyone loves you when you get up early in the morning to pray. It shows that you have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than you have respect for your own bed. It means you get up from your bed, it means I respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu then more than I respect my bed. But of course it's something else in it that the Gemara said, it's the halacha that we should, again, say some paragraphs about redemption before we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the paragraph we find in this new. And the Rachekness and Gerah put this new together. They speak about coming out of Egypt, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us and we crossed Yam Suf, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all the Egyptian people and drew them into the water. Now they want to have compensation. You heard about it, of course, no? Yeah. It says that thing that when we say the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, this is a necessity to say before we say Shmoneh Esrei. The same thing applies to the evening prayer, so to Arvit, but in Arvit is not so crucial, the Gemara says. In Arvit it's not so important. But redemption really was in the morning in Mitzrayim, it came out of Mitzrayim. Therefore the morning is more important as far as talking about this redemption before Shmoneh Esrei. But that's, again, that's the halacha. In between Gaal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei.
But the other morning I was in the airport at the Dominion, and they said,
I never saw it before in my life. Everybody in his book also writes that he should not do this as what we call Ochel Kedusha this way, which is all the congregation say together. Understand? That's permitted. Even in Shacharit. It means the all will start together.
When I saw what he means doing, I saw that you were going to change.
You need to get in it. That's okay. That's perfect. Everybody should have done it. Everybody should have done it. It's good. But if they didn't do it, again, if they didn't do it, he is allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. They are allowed to enter if they're not up to Gal Israel. If they already said, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Israel, they cannot get it. The Gemara also says a statement that you should know. One of the Chachamim said, And it's one day, I don't know one day why it happened only one day. So one day on Shacharit I had the right Kabbalah, and I prayed and I say all the power of God in the Siddur. At the end, I said the Shemona Esrei, and after Tefillah I was giggling the whole day. I was happy, I was laughing, being happy the whole day for no reason. Everybody met me and said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "I don't know, I'm very happy today." So what happened? I said, "I don't know, since Shacharit I was happy." It's such a powerful thing in that halacha, in this custom, to say those paragraphs about redemption and then immediately Shemona Esrei. Must be in it something that, again, the Gemara guarantees long life for that, and happy day, if we may say, you will have a happy day if you do such a thing. Of course, everybody will ask, well, we see nothing like that. We see people saying the Shemona Esrei right after Zlatan Matinu, they do the Shemona Esrei after redemption. Nevertheless, people are not laughing. The whole day, he's nervous. He's angry. He's nervous. He's not happy. The Gemara said, well, one Chacham said he was happy. It didn't happen to me. The other one, the Gemara said, the guarantee you can have long life. You know, we know people did it, and Chas Shalom, something happens to them during the day. If some of them happened to them right after Shacharit. Obviously, we do something wrong that we cannot get to that state or that situation where the Gemara promises. And the question is, what is really behind it? In order to understand, in a way, what is really the power of the tefillah? Of course, the simple explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved and we pray to him. And when we pray to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our prayer. Sometimes he fulfills it, sometimes he doesn't fulfill it. And the question is why sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to pray for him. Praying is something very important. The way the Gemara describes it, in Gemara Masechet Bava Metzi, I believe page 85, Gemara said that one of the Chachamim asked Eliyahu Nabi, how can you get Mashiach? And Eliyahu Nabi said very simple, if you take three people in that generation, they're going to say Lachash together. They're going to say Shmona Esrei together, Mashiach will arrive. They ask the Nabi, who are the people? And the Nabi said, it's Rabbi Chiya and two children. Rabbi Chiya HaGadol, at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, after the destruction of Sekem Bet HaMikdash, he was the greatest. So they called him Rabbi Chiya HaGadol, very big tzaddik. Of course, he was learning all day, and he said lectures, and he was a very good person. Still to get Mashiach, and the Nabi said, he has to pray. Praying again means Shemona Esrei. If he will pray with his two children word by word, Mashiach will come. It doesn't say that he does not tell them that he would learn together, if they would study together, if they would do the Gold Mikveh together. He said if they can pray Shemona Esrei together. So obviously, Shemona Esrei Lachash has a tremendous power. But Eliyahu Navi said that's how Mashiach is going to come, with Shemona Esrei. So, says in few statements, or one of the statements of the Zohar, that if 10 people will decide one day to pray Shemona Esrei the way it's supposed to pray, Mashiach will arrive immediately. Again, you don't have this kind of statement when you learn. The Zohar doesn't say if you go to Mikveh 10 people together, Mashiach will come. And the Zohar doesn't say if you learn 10 people together, Mashiach will come. But the Zohar does say if 10 people will pray Shemona Esrei together, Mashiach will come. Obviously, the praying has something in it that has very powerful things. And the question again, what is that power? Gemara also, Rabbi, gives us a statement. Rabbi Yochanan, again, this was after the destruction of Sekem Bet HaMikdash. He comes to a conclusion, if you may say. And if I palel Adam kol hayom kulo. And I wish, he says, that a person should pray all day long to HaKadosh Baruch. He says, a person should pray all day long to HaKadosh Baruch. When he's going to learn, when he's going to eat, I mean, he says, I wish, he says, Halavai. I wish a person would pray all day. The question is, what do you mean you wish? I said, you pray the whole day. What are you praying the whole day? I know. He prays three times a day, and that's it. And then we go, each one of us go to his own thing. Learn, you have to do certain things. We taught you to do it. That's all. I wish a person should pray all day to HaKadosh Baruch. And again, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean Tehillim, it doesn't mean just the paragraphs, it means the Shmoneh Esrei. The Tefillah, what we call Tefillah, is referred to Shmoneh Esrei. And I know a person that prays Shmoneh Esrei about two hours every time. Yeah. Right. In Yerushalayim, you can go to from Beit Knesset, get special tefillot, and we carry kim. Shmoneh Esrei takes 2 hours.
No.
2 hours.
I was going to ask you this anyhow. A couple of months ago, you gave a talk about the tefillah and how far it was. So if that's the case, then you're saying again that it was something similar. Why do we say when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we can have kavanot and not tefillah?
I didn't say that. I say we're getting ahead and it's more the Torah.
Yes,
right.
I think that's the shiur.
Right. We'll get to it. But again, the Navi calls Beit HaMikdash Beit Tefillah. The Tamidash is being called as a house of prayer. And Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Tamidash, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this building is going to be a building for prayer. And for a Jew and a non-Jew, whoever's going to come and pray over here, please the Kadosh Baruch Hu accept and listen to his prayer. Shlomo HaMelech did not say in his Tefillah that this place is going to be protected by everybody. It's going to be a place for prayer for everybody. In Beit HaMikdash itself, on the side, was a Beit HaKnesset, in Beit HaMikdash. The people used to pray in Beit HaMikdash as well. They had minyanim in Beit HaMikdash. So again, we see that Tefillah is a very, again, it means Shmoneh Esrei is a very powerful thing. Also, this is really what the halachot mentioned in the past, that the person has to know. This is that a few things are really crucial and urgent to fulfill before he comes and prays to HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara that his hands, says the Rambam, his hands have to be clean. He has to be dressed in a proper way. The place has to be clean that he's praying. But those conditions sounds like that those are conditions how to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us that we are dressed presentable, for me to say. And the place is clean, there's no dirt in front of us, and our hands are clean. And this is something that makes sense, if we may say. And this is might be the condition of the Tefillah, because he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be dressed in a proper way, and you should be presentable in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, there are some halachot, even how to stand in the Tefillah. When you stand again, Tefillah means mainly Shmoneh Esrei, mainly Lachash. And it's halachot, how to pray. Rambam says that you have to put your hands on your chest and on your stomach, on your chest. The right hand should be on top of your left hand if you don't have a siddur. You should look downstairs, you should close your eyes, and if you have a siddur, you should look in the siddur. You should have the 2 feet together. You should imagine that you're like a poor person standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the week, says Ari, not on Shabbat. The conditions, again, all those sound like preparation or the right position that we should have while we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ari brings the Zohar, and he says that this is really just on the surface, all those halachot that we mentioned before. But this is not really the kavanah of the tefillah. The real kavanah, what you have to think when you pray, is not what you read in the siddur. Of course, what we read in the siddur, this is the text that we are reading. But this is not the purpose of the siddur. And this is parashat, but now with your permission, I have to go to parashat Noach. This is parashat Noach. And the way the Gemara says, the way the Zohar says, the Midrash says, Noach did not pray for each generation. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that he's going to destroy the universe, Noach did not start praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He left it alone. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Gilgul Noach, he was praying Sedari for Am Yisrael all the time, that Noach did not pray for his generation. And of course, there's a few explanations why. But the question behind it is really, why did not Noah pray? Should have prayed? Should have prayed, whatever. This is the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mentor says when Noah came out of the Teva, he saw the destruction. After he opened the ceiling of the Teva and he looked outside, and he was in a shock. And actually, when he came down of the Teva with his family, he sat down over there and said, the Hashem started crying bitterly. And then he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did you do? What did you do? Look what you did. Look at the destruction you did. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, he says, now you're talking about this? How come you didn't say anything to me when I told you I'm going to destroy the world? And he did not pray. He gave lectures, says the Midrash. He was standing on the street and told people to go to tshuva, regret what you do, be better people, but he did not pray for them. Again, praying means something that was not Shmoneh Esrei those days, but something similar to Shmoneh Esrei. It means that you have like individual meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Noach did not do it. And the question behind it, why would Noach not do it? He can't. He can't. I can explain in one version that Noach was Et Elokim Italef. Noach was holding in his hand, if you may say, the judgment more than mercy and kindness. And after he saw what everybody did, and Noach was upset, he said it's better off for them to be destroyed rather than I should pray for them and they should stay alive. But if they stay alive, they'll never have forgiveness, and they might do even worse things later. That's what really happened to Am Yisrael, even when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem. Eventually, Am Yisrael did the worst things in the end, and Hashem anyway punished Am Yisrael. Still, says Ari, it's not sufficient, hard to understand really what is behind it, that Noah did not want to pray for his generation. He didn't pray for them. And the answer says that you have to understand that praying is not just, it's a switch, or this is a position, or this is the way something that you're going to do. Praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a secret what it means, and it's not just something that you go and you finish HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you pray to Him. Those tefillot, says Ari, a lot of them are not being accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the right way, is because you take it in a wrong way to understand what is really tefillah. Tefillah is not just standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have our request in front of us, and then we depart and we say goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very nice thing that a person understands, says Ari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu God Almighty is our master of universe, and understand that we have to go and beg him and ask him and thank him. It's a very good thing. But this is not the power of the tefillah. Says Ari like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called B'Tzalmenu Kidmutenu. What it means is, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no form of body. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, and we will study the body of a person, the body resembles certain things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom has a body. The Rambam says that somebody thinks like this, this is a sin to think. God has no shape, has no form. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah that we are in His form. What it means is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, He created us in a way that we, when we are looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at our body, we're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. This is the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He rules and runs the world. And this is really what the Tefillah is all about. The Tefillah that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, what it means is that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. He says, give me this, I need to pray Shlema, I need Parnassah, I need Bina, I need to have a knowledge and understanding, and I want to have a forgiveness, I want to do everything. It's true. But, says the Ari, you have to understand, this is not the power of the Tefillah, this is not really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting from you is different things, says the Ari, that you should be something what we call in the chariot, in the carriage that carries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like says the Ari, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David HaMelech are the four wheels of a chariot, of a carriage that carries the Shekhinah, that carries the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may understand what it means. So the person has to know his obligation on universe is to be a part, or if we may say, a wheel in this carriage that carries the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea, that position, that state you can achieve only in Shmoneh Esrei. That's the whole secret of the Tefillah Tzedakah. At own Tefillah, you become a wheel in the carriage that carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says this was the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and this was the power of David HaMelech, that's called the power of Mashiach. Mashiach, says Ari, means that he carries, if we may say, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmoneh Esrei, says Ari, of course it means I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I pray. But that's not what it means really. What it means is that I really become a part in this chariot that carries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ari says in instruction that before a person says Shmoneh Esrei, he has to think. Few thoughts how to translate his body in something that's called the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be ready to carry the Shekhinah. What it means is that I am so-called the wheel of this chariot, of this carriage that carries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be a wheel is not that I have to imagine that I am a wheel, what we call firestone, Zechonot Baruchah. It's not a wheel. A wheel means that you are in the shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that my body that I imagine before I start saying Shmoneh Esrei, I imagine something. And that imagination is that my body is like the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He appears to this world. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me in this shape that I am, and I am ready to be the chariot, to be part of this carriage to carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means, Shmoneh Esrei, says Ari, is not that only I am standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm begging Him. What I am doing is, says Ari, that I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here I am, I'm in your shape, and I'm ready to carry you. What it means is that the Shekhinah actually is coming down in front of me, towards me, and I'm really carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I may say, on my back, on my carriage. And that's the halachot, really. The Gemara said that in Shulchan Aruch, when you stand Shmoneh Esrei, you stand Lacha, you stand and you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say the Lacha, the Shmoneh Esrei, no one should pass in front of you, because the Shekhinah is in front of you. I said, the Shekhinah is in front of me now? Now how about 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago, when I said Baruch Shema, I also said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaKeh, Ha'av Ha'Rachman Ha'Mulal B'Fei Amo Mishubach Ha'Mefra, I also said Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, the Shekhinah is not here. How come when you say Baruch Shema, a person may pass in front of you? How come you say Shema Yisrael, a person might cross in front of you? How come when you say Zrat Abotin, a person might pass in front of you? He says, when you say Shmoneh Esrei, after God Israel, the halakha is, do not pass in front of someone that's saying Shmoneh Esrei. If there is no separation, there is no wall, there is no big chair or table, you may not pass in front of him. Because if you pass in front of him, it means you cut the connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of a person when he's saying Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, the explanation means that Shmoneh Esrei is the highest level. But still, it's the same Baruch Ata. You are talking to Hashem, the whole filah, in Sukkedi Simra, in Birkot HaShachar, Shelo Atani Goy, Shelo Atani Yabet, Shelo Atani Yishah, Pukei Achirim, all the Baruch, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. It says, HaKadosh is in front of me, right? It says, Baruch Ata. It says, they say, Baruch Ata means God, you, means you're in front of me, HaKadosh Baruch. At that moment, everybody is allowed to pass in front of that person. But when you start Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot pass. It says, like, it's true. The whole time it says Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, it means that it speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever he is. Shmoneh Esrei means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be carried by me. It means that I am ready to carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is really what the Gemara said, Ha'avot Hen Hen HaMerkavah. If somebody is going to ask you what was the power of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, it's not just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov understood that secret, says Ari, that what it means, life is all about, is I should be a part in the carriage. If somebody is going to ask you, what would you like to be? So after you say, I want to be a fireman, a policeman, a businessman, it says, the goal in my life is to carry the Shekhinah on my back. Says Ari, that three times a day when we pray Shmoneh Esrei, you should know what you do when you pray is you carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your back. What it means is you are part of this chariot. And when you're ready to say this, says Dari, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts all your prayers and will do whatever you wish. When you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your tefillah was not accepted, or you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer you, this is because you just spoke to him. So you spoke to him, maybe he listens, maybe he didn't listen, maybe he'll agree, maybe he won't agree. But if you don't speak to him as speaking to him, you're speaking to him what it means that I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am ready to carry you. I'm ready to be part of this chariot. It's a different meaning of your life. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, says Zari, when he created this world. And this is very easy to say, says Zari. You know, everybody can say, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, I'm a chariot. Says Zari, but I want you to understand that that statement could be accomplished only if you really know what you're saying. Because I know what I'm saying, says Zari, because of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because those are the first three that really understood what it is, and they achieved it. The rest of the world did not achieve it. Maybe they did not understand what it means. Then Mr. Zari will come to the last question there. Noah could not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he did not want to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one thing. But to have the expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer me, and to know exactly that I'm in a level to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu some things that I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree to me, it's only if I really think that I am a part of this chariot. And the first one really that was able to understand it and to get into that situation to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am the one that's ready to carry you on my back, was Abraham Avinu. Of course, the one before was Adam HaRishon, but because Adam HaRishon did not comply with this law in Gan Eden, and he was thrown out of Gan Eden, he could not continue to be this kind of a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Ari, Noach, of course, wanted to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he felt, there is nothing to pray. praying, Rabotai, is not just standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knocking on the door and begging, give me these, give me these, give me these, give me these, don't give me, don't give me, yes, give me. It's a very nice thing that you say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand that He gives you everything, or Hashem, He doesn't want to give you everything, but still, this will not accomplish what you want. Of course, you're standing like a beggar and you're asking, you stand on the street, you ask people for charity, some people will and will want, some people pass in front of you, they say, they ignore you. You know, you have a Meshulach knocking on your door, you don't open the door. So the Meshulach is knocking, banging on the door, then they don't pay attention to it. So the person can, says Ari, stay in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beg and ask. You don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers you. Of course, God is God of mercy, but that's not necessarily God thinks that you're right or wrong. But when you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that here I am standing in front of you, not because I'm begging you. It is all my begging are because I want to be healthy, I want to have fun as well, I want to do this, I want to do that, but again, I want you to know something. My goal is not to be a fireman, not to be a policeman, not to be a bank manager. My goal is to be a part of the chariot. Zari, the part of the chariot, this is called the Tzalmenu Kedmutenu. That's what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you in the form of God, for you to be able to understand who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for you to carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, it says, Zari, Noach found no meaning by praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his nation. He doesn't understand what praying will do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, there's nothing to do. But if you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I know that you know what you're doing. But still, he says, no, I'm praying for you because I want you to save these people, those people, because all of us would like to be part of the chariot. This is a different concept, different meaning in life, says Zari. And that meaning, says Zari, what Sheikh Nesra and I put the Siddur together, with their wisdom decided that this is how the Siddur is going to be put together. And Shmonesra is the most important part because that's what I'm going to have in mind before the Shmonesra. Really, how you do it? And let me tell you, Ezrat Avotenu Atah Me'olam. It is that power of God, that Father, who always helps our Father. And we speak about our fathers, we have in mind Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and our fathers, we came out of Mitzrayim. It says we came out of Mitzrayim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from us. That we should be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions constantly in the Torah. I remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I remember, I promised them, I keep my promise. Of course, the translation means the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He said, it's much deeper than that. It's not just the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from every human being. He had gotten it in the past of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because they are the first chariot, if you may say, that carries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore says the Gemara, says Ari, this is what the halacha is, what the Gemara says, that if you pray very early in the morning, it's a guarantee. If you don't pray very early, at least if you say Shmonesra right after the paragraph of redemption in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a very good day. And you'll be happy the whole day. And this is something not just because the redemption is next to the paragraph of the Tefillah Shmonesra, but because redemption is a preparation for me to be the chariot that carries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, when I say, Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ofi Yedetilatecha, says Dari, the Kavanah is what you have first, before you start going through the list that you have, that you want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to be part of the chariot, part of this carriage. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to explain to you something. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, says Dari, the Kavanah is not God Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. What it means is you are the God that they understood that they are serving you on this universe, on the universe, that something that you expect them to do, to be the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yochanan says, Alevai, Palel Adam, Kol Hayom Kulo, I wish a person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. This doesn't mean to say Tehillim all day long. doesn't mean to say Shema Yisrael alone. Against Tefillah, says the Ari, says the Rambam, is not standing up and praying. Tefillah means that I am the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from me. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I want to tell you something. I wish a person should say Shema Yisrael all his life. Because by saying the Shmoneh Esrei, it means that not only I'm begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite, it's my obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want to carry. Therefore, says Ari, that's really what the Rambam means. The Rambam says the person has to dress properly. He cannot come not dress properly and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to be clean. His hands have to be clean. The plate has to be clean. It's not just because I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu praying. It's much higher and deeper than that. It means that I'm Shmoneh Esrei, really I feel I'm the carriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down. How can you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down if your hands are not clean, if you're not dressed properly, or the plate is dirty? So this is really the whole secret about that Shmoneh Esrei. And that's what the Gemara says. That the person has to have his mind set for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should not be nervous. He should not be tired. He should not be drunk. All those conditions that a person has to have in order to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because it's not proper. It's not because the world would not listen to him. Because the purpose of the prayer of this which we call Shmoneh Esrei is not only to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, that we may say, come right on my back. You're inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ride on your back. It says, look at you, look at the way you dressed up, look at your hands, look at the place that you're asking him to come down. He'll never come down here. Of course, then you have your personal request. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to carry you in your back, but you know, this hurts me, and I need to support myself. I have no money for me to buy food. How am I going to be able to carry you? Because if I don't support myself, if I don't pay the bills, I'm not going to have a peace of mind. Therefore, says Ari, that you must, before you pray Shmoneh Esrei, as the Rambam says, this is something that's crucial, that you have to clear your mind. That before you start Shmoneh Esrei, second, it says, now I devote my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, if it's finished, means that while I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, I should have a clear mind, and I should not say one thing and think about another thing. But it says, that's not all. What it means is that you should have a clear mind. But it means that if you say, I'm going to, if I may say, carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my back, it says, if you carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my back, you cannot have any other thing in your hand. Because Chas Shalom, if the carriage will not go straight, you can never crash. So that's what the Rambam, that's what the Halacha is, that you have to have Kavanah. Hatfilah, it means, doesn't matter if you don't understand all the words that you're saying. But you have to have the Kavanah that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what you're saying, means nothing. But you know, it means that you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is right now in front of you. He was not in front of you when you said Shema Yisrael. Of course he was and he wasn't. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be all around. But in front of me, says Dari, is not just in front of me. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, if we say, to ride on me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting me to carry him. Therefore, says Dari, if that's what it is, yet you have to have this in mind. And if you're driving, you have to have your mind set on driving. You can't in the same time speak on the phone. That's what you get a ticket today. Because if you're driving, you have to concentrate on driving. Says Dari, that's what Rambam means. If you think to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have your mind set. That doesn't mean that you have to mind set for the world exactly, but at least you should know that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that you want to do something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he expects us to do for him, something like Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's what we mentioned at Tfilah. In Shmoneh Esrei, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, right away when we start saying the Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, it means also the Zchuyot And we do have Zechut Avot, we don't have Zechut Avot, we have Brit Avot, we don't have Brit Avot, it's irrelevant. But Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what we're mentioning in the version, says Bari, is that once Yaakov were the first three wheels on that chariot. And by me, by saying, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Avot, my great-grandfather, he was a wheel, and the other one was a wheel. Another one said, I'm ready to be a wheel in the chariot. Because I want the Shekhinah to come on top of me. And this was really, since that he was in Gan Eden, and after Adam HaRishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up and did not rest anymore on mankind until Avraham Avinu started to come down. This is in 2 weeks, that's the parasha in 2 weeks, and Vayira Elav Hashem Be'elonim Amre, that after the Brit Milah, that Avraham Avinu had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived downstairs to visit him. It's not just to visit him, it's called Vayera. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu appears, it means Abraham Avinu at this time was ready to be called the first wheel of this chariot. And this is what Noach understood, this is Parashah, that Noach cannot achieve anything. You cannot just come and beg and bang on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's door, give me, give me, give me. It says, give me would work if you say you want to be a chariot. I cannot be the chariot. I'm not a chariot. That was Rashi brings the Gemara, that Noach was nothing compared to Abraham. Because Abraham was, if we say, the first wheel on the chariot, but Noach was just a believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kept the mitzvot that he knew that he learned. But as far as carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his back, the first one was Abraham Avinu. And this is why in the Avodah Shloshah it says only three are called Avot, it's Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because the Avot of Yitzchak and Yaakov are part of the chariot, part of his carriage, that no one else was. So that's what we say, Shmonez, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, Tzvari, you should have this Kavanah. When you start the Kavanah, Tzvari, this is what Elion Navi told Am Yisrael. Elion Navi Mashiach, have this, those three people, Chabichia and two children, say Shmonez, but together. If three people think Shmonez are together, Tzvari can bring Mashiach. So if you have 10 people with the right Kavanah, you're there bring Mashiach. If you have even one person does it with the right Kavanah, the whole Shmoneh is can bring Mashiach as well. But the Kavanah is not... The Kavanah had in mind when he created this universe. This is what the Gemara said, but Hashem decision is started to say Shmoneh Esrei, Mashiach almost arrived. Of course, he was ahead of time, that's why he never arrived, says the Gemara. But the power is not just a tzaddik that prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who listens to him. And this who listens to a tzaddik because the tzaddik has this in mind. What he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ride on his chariot, and he should be the wheel. It means this, what it means actually in words, says Ari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ride on this chariot that I am a wheel. It means that I fulfill the creation that he created me in his shape. If you have this Kavanah, in the morning, mainly, says Ari, that Kavanah can take you through the day without any problem, any accident, tragedy during the day, and gonna make you happy the whole day. You're gonna be happy for no reason. You're laughing, you're smiling. Says, what's the matter with you? Says, I don't know. The Gemara, this, or he says, that's what the Chacham says in the Gemara. That paragraph that you say before Shmoneh Esrei, this is the preparation for you to understand and believe that this is the obligation. And we say, Hashem, Shmoneh Esrei, open my mouth, and I would say the right thing to you, but it's the covenant that you should have, that I want to be a part of this church.